Welcome to Biceps and Banter with expert trainer Brandon Crow. Hold on to your dumbbells and get ready for this conversational style podcast focused on interesting everyday dribble with tasty tidbits of health-related information sprinkled in. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Biceps and Banter. This will be in the series in 5 minutes or less, and I got a request to talk a little bit more about my story and entrepreneurship. How did I get started? I was always interested in health and fitness as a kid. I was active, played a ton of sports. That interest carried on to my schooling, where I studied biological sciences, nuclear medicine, and medical radiation science. At the end of my schooling, there was an 8-month placement at the hospital, and it wasn't until after the 8-month placement at the hospital where I decided the hospital was not somewhere that I wanted to spend the rest of my career. At that time, I had been doing some personal training on the side, but I decided to take it on full force. I was training a client at the time, and she lost a ton of weight, and she knew that ultimately one day I wanted to open my own fitness studio. So she approached me and said, why don't we open this together? And I thought, that's a great idea, let's do it. So being totally naive and not knowing what I was doing, I opened up my own fitness studio in Toronto under the name of Fitness Unleashed Training. And we specialized in kettlebells, battle ropes, TRX, boxing. We were located on Eglinton and Bathurst in Toronto. And we made a pretty good run for it. But like anything, consistency is key. Anybody can be really motivated on January 1st, but where are you March 1st? Where's your mindset? The first year, year and a half of business was great. We were pushing sales and marketing. We were going out there and hustling. But like anything, and you're not consistent with it, between paying rent and salaries and other bills, after 2 years, we just decided that it was time to pack it in. But again, I didn't let that get me down. I still pursued and I continued to push. I started renting studio space from a chiropractor in the area. And I continued to run personal training and small group fitness classes. I did that for a couple years. And then I guess you could say, as fate would have it, a large personal training studio opened up down the street, just down the street literally from where I opened up my personal training studio, Fitness Unleashed, all those years ago. And I had made contacts in the area, and they put me in contact with the owner, and the rest is kind of history. That's when I started at Harmony Fitness, and I've been doing that ever since, doing small group fitness classes and personal training. And I guess the moral of the story is consistency and hard work definitely do pay off in the long run. There's going to be some bumps and bruises along the way. There's going to be some ups and downs. There's going to be times when you're feeling great, and there's going to be times when you're feeling not so great. But really, you have to take life one day at a time. Don't throw everything out just because you've had one bad meal or one bad day. Health and fitness and working out is just like brushing your teeth. It's just something that you have to do. Because really, if you don't have your health, there's no amount of money in the world that you're going to care about. I guess now that I'm stopping to think about all this, I realize that life and success, it's not by any means linear. There's going to be some twists and turns, but that's what life is all about. You live life, you experience life, you learn, and you keep going forward. So by following my instincts and listening to my gut intuition, I pursued my passion. And really, I'm living my greatest life. Monetarily, I may not be making as much as I would have been making in a hospital, but there's really something to be said for going out there, taking risks, and pursuing your passion. Because at the end of the day, you could have all the money in the world, but if you're not happy, what else is there? And maybe that's a good place to wrap it up. I wasn't quite sure where I was going to take this episode. I hope you got something out of that. Found it entertaining. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I'm currently doing personal training out of Harmony Fitness. I do classes and one-on-one training. I'm very open, very easygoing, so don't hesitate to come by and ask me anything. That's really my passion and what drives me, is helping people achieve their optimal health and fitness. And that's it. So I won't keep you any longer. Have a great day. Have a great long weekend. Until next time.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Biceps and Banter with Brandon Crow. If you like our show, do us a huge subscribe, toss a review on iTunes, or maybe share the show with your friends. And if you want to know more, find us at fastingftw.com. Our Patreon is patreon.com/fastingftw.